Hello everyone, welcome to another bonus episode of JTalk Extra Time. This will be a very short episode, I think. I'm John Steele, and as usual for this week, I'm flying solo. This mini-pod is just a wrap-up of the midweek J2 action, the games that took place in round 18 on Wednesday night. So, full disclosure, I didn't have time to do my usual due diligence and watch extended highlights of all the games. So, with the help of the DAZN J2 All Goals Show and my sort of natural intuition, I'll try and run through the goals and the key points from the midweek round and look ahead to the round 19 games coming up this weekend. So I think the big story from the midweek round is probably the change at the top of the table. So Kita Kyushu and Nagasaki changing places. That means Kita Kyushu are the leaders, 1 point ahead of Nagasaki now, who dropped to second. This is because Kita Kyushu won 1-0 away at Ehime. Shuto Machino grabbed the winner, his seventh goal of the season. So Kita Kyushu, I know they've ridden high in J2 before in their previous stint in the second tier. This, as far as I can remember, this is the first time they've ever been, they've ever had, you know, the pole position, so I'm sure their fans are enjoying it at the moment. And I think on top of that, Akira Disaro was named the J2 Player of the Month for August, and I think Shinji Kobayashi, the manager, was also named Manager of the Month. So yeah, good time to buy a lottery ticket if you're a Kita Kyushu supporter, I suppose. They're top. Nagasaki, second now, because they lost 2-0 away at Kofu on Wednesday night. I think the kickoff in this game was delayed by thunder and, you know, heavy rain. But when the game did get going, Kofu eventually won 2-0. Ryotaro Nakamura powering in a header in the first half, and Jin Izumisawa doubling the lead in the second. So Kofu winning 2-0, a result that keeps them fourth. And Nagasaki relinquishing top spot after being in first place for pretty much most of the season. It's going to be interesting to see how they react this weekend. Tokushima Vortis stay third. They won 1-0 away at Tochigi in the midweek round. Curling left foot shot from Yudai Konishi from outside the penalty area was the winner in this game. Niigata are fifth. They won 3-1 away at Jeff Chiba on Wednesday night. Superb finishes from Niigata in this game. Arata Watanabe got things going with the first goal, and the young prodigy Shion Honma scored a brace. Two nice finishes to take the game away from Jeff, really. The home side did manage a late consolation with a headed goal from their Brazilian striker Kleber. Elsewhere, Kanazawa and Machida Zelvia drew 1-1. Masayuki Okayama put Zelvia in front with a well-taken goal, but Raisei Shimazu forced an equaliser from pretty much on the goal line for Kanazawa, so that game finished 1-1. Tokyo Verdy won 1-0 on the road at Fagiano Okayama, who continue to struggle at the wrong end of the table, really. It was a young youth team prospect who's grabbing a lot of headlines this season, Ryoya Yamashita, who latched onto a through ball, went round the Okayama goalkeeper to score the winner in that game. And as I expected, there was plenty of excitement down in Yamaguchi because the game between Yamaguchi and Matsumoto, two teams at the bottom of the table, really finished 2-2. All the goals came in the second half. Koki Tsukagawa's header put Matsumoto in front, but the Brazilian defender Henan equalised by forcing the ball in at the far post for Yamaguchi. Now, Yamaguchi then thought they'd won it by scoring in the third minute of additional time at the end of the second half. Another header, and Renan again giving the home side the lead. But as is customary in the J-League, and especially when you're down at the bottom of the table, there was a sting in the tail. Matsumoto equalised in the 95th minute of the game, and it was Koki Tsukagawa again with a header. So that game finished 2-2. But that was enough for Yamaguchi to finally move off the bottom of the table. So they're now second bottom and replaced by Gunma. Gunma slipped to the bottom of the table because they lost 2-0 at home to Kyoto Sanga. The goals in that game from Ryunosuke Noda and a deflected shot from Peter Utaka. Who else? Giving Sanga the points there. So Yamaguchi and Matsumoto finished 2-2. Kyoto won 2-0 away at Gunma. That means Yamaguchi and Gunma switch places at the bottom of the table. No relegation this season, of course, but playing for pride. It's interesting to see that there's a change at the very top and the very bottom of the league this week. Now, I can't let this podcast go without talking about Ryukyu's match against Omiya. It finished 5-0 to Ryukyu, which is a game that is a good example of why I don't bet money on football matches, because I would have thought Omiya were certain to get at least a point from this game. It was 0-0 going into first half stoppage time, but in the 5th minute of stoppage time at the end of the first half, Shuto Kawai put Ryukyu ahead, and the floodgates really opened in the second half. I think Ryukyu scored some really well taken goals, but Omiya pretty much collapsed from what I could see on the highlights. Tetsuya Chinen made it 2-0, and then Koya Kazama, Takuma Abe and Yoshio Koizumi kind of completed the damage. So Ryukyu beating Omiya 5-0, fantastic result for them. I think it's their first home win of the season, and it's a very stylish way to get it. For Omiya, it's very difficult to see where they go from here. They're kind of in mid-table at the moment, and the a lot of pressure is going to be heaped on Iba to kind of drag the team up by their bootstraps after a pretty disappointing Wednesday night game. It's only one match, but we'll see how they bounce back. But definitely some red flags about the Omiya performance in the second half for sure. Well done to Ryukyu, fantastic 5-0 home win for them that I don't think they would have seen coming. A couple of other games to mention before we wrap up. Fukuoka won 1-0 away at Yamagata. Very, very long away trip for the guys from Kyushu there. The winning goal came when Emil Salomonsson crossed low into the penalty area from the right-hand side, and Daya Tono was on hand to sweep it into the net for 1-0. So Fukuoka winning 1-0 away at Yamagata. Great result from them. And I think we can say that Yamagata's mini revival has ended now. I think they'll probably be safely in mid-table for the rest of the season, it seems. One game I'll mention very quickly because it was goalless. Iwata hosting Mito at Yamaha Stadium, so that finished 0-0, keeping Iwata in sixth place. Not a great deal of detail to go into on that game this time. Okay, so that's a whistle-stop tour of the J2 midweek for you. I hope that was informative. Apologies for it being a brief, or I don't know, maybe that's a good thing. People are probably sick of hearing me talking to myself this week. Quick look ahead to the weekend games, round 19 coming up this weekend. Because of the midweek round, the vast majority of the games are on Sunday this week, but there are two matches on Saturday night, September the 12th, and the big one of those two is probably Tokushima hosting Kanazawa, third placed against 11th place. The other game on the Saturday slate, Ehime versus Jeff Chiba. So hopefully the goalkeepers are on form in that one. It's two teams that have had quite a few goalkeeping clangers down the years, so we'll see what happens in that game. From the Sunday fixtures, 9 games on Sunday. So Tochigi host Matsumoto, Tokyo Verdy welcome Gunma to Ajinomoto Stadium, Fagiano Okayama host Kofu, that's 4th place visiting 17th place, and Kofu banging form, will have their tails up probably after beating Nagasaki in midweek. Other games, Fukuoka host Machida, a big game at Transcosmos Stadium, Nagasaki hosting Iwata, so that's Nagasaki. It'll be interesting to see how they respond to being knocked off their perch in 1st place in midweek, hosting Iwata who are 6th. Kyoto host Ryukyu, Mito host Yamaguchi, Omiya host Yamagata, and we seem to say it every week, but with Omiya's recent form, that also starts to look like a big game, especially for their Omiya's manager, Takuya Takagi. I think the undisputed game of the round is probably the game that's last on the card. It's Kita Kyushu hosting Niigata. So Kita Kyushu been in brilliant form for a couple of months. They're top of the table. They're hosting Niigata, also in good form and in fifth place. So I think if you're going to watch one game this weekend, Kita Kyushu against Niigata is the one to watch. I know there are two games available free for international viewers on YouTube. I don't think the Kita Kyushu game is one of those. I forget now which two games are available, but if you do have the means, I strongly recommend Kita Kyushu against Niigata being the game to watch. But I'm sure you'll enjoy whichever game you get to watch over the weekend. One final thing before I go. It was announced late last night that the government is lifting the kind of ban on stadium capacity being capped at 5,000. So I think from next weekend, September the 19th, teams that have a stadium of a certain size will be able to admit half the capacity, I think 50%. For the bigger stadiums, I think that's going to be capped at 20,000. So for example, Saitama Stadium, Nissan Stadium, for example. I think I'm reading this right. They'll have a capacity limit of 20,000, but yeah, hopefully it's a sign that that normality is slowly returning. Rhythmic clapping is now allowed, I believe, at stadiums, and capacity limits being eased as well. So yeah, we're not out of the COVID woods just yet, of course, but it's good to see the J League and MPB, professional baseball as well, being proactive in trying to get fans, as many as possible, into the stadium as safely as possible for these games. Okay, that's all for this mini pod then. I hope that was a good kind of quick wrap up of the midweek games in J2. And yeah, hope you enjoy the weekend games as well. Hopefully Stuart and I'll be back together sometime next week for a wrap up of the weekend in J2 and J3. Real life's just been hard on me and Stuart this week, so I haven't been able to get together and chat as usual. Yeah, thanks as always for listening, downloading, and to the Patreons who you know, help us to keep the microphones on and the lights on. We really appreciate it. And yeah, I think that's it. Enjoy the football weekend, and speak to you soon. Bye for now.